News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, as you heard in the news headlines, investigations are ongoing into a potentially extensive outbreak of listeriosis following the death of one adult with a confirmed case. The Food Safety Authority of Ireland has recalled 140 ready-made meals from supermarkets across Ireland over concerns about the presence of listeria. Maurice O'Carroll is a journalist with journal.ie. He joins us now. Maurice, just start by telling people what has happened, what products have been recalled by Ballymaguire Foods.
Yeah, so Ballymaguire is a producer of ready-made meals. So it produces these meals on behalf of four well-known supermarkets. That'd be Centra, Super Value, Tesco and Aldi. So Tesco's own brand meals would be produced by this company. In Tesco, you would see Irish Classics, Meals Made Easy, Classics Kitchen, Finest and Tesco. They'd be running under those brands. In Super Value, it would be Signature Taste, Freshly Prepared and Super Value brands. In Centra, it would be the Centra brand, Freshly Prepared, the Kitchen brand, Fueled Foods, Clear Cut, Happy Pear and Food to Go. And in Aldi, it would be Specially Selected and Inspired Cuisine. There would be a few others, but they would be the most prominent and well-known products out of this line. But the full list and all the details are available on the Food Safety Authority's website at the minute.
What have Ballymaguire Foods been saying?
Well, firstly, it's apologised for this incident. It is said that there was a confirmed identification of listeria, the bacteria, at one of its facilities on Saturday. It's acknowledged that the incident is extremely rare and that it is treating it with the utmost seriousness. In that regard, it has already gone through and done a full clean of its facility. There is a mitigation process that it will have to go through before it can begin to produce food at that facility again. But in the meantime, products have been removed from shelves, either destroyed or returned back to the producer.
The Food Safety Authority weren't available to talk to us this morning, but they have issued a statement.
Yes, and that is very similar. Again, they have apologised, but they have also said that they have warned the health surveillance experts at the HSE about the death, but also about the link here with the Ballymaguire Foods. So it is under investigation at the minute by health experts. 9 cases of listeriosis have been confirmed as of Tuesday. So they are also warning people to be a little bit vigilant with these products and to also be aware of which products are involved. So all the details, as I said, are available on their website.
The HSE's Health Protection Surveillance Centre are investigating the circumstances behind the death.
Yes, that's indeed. And alongside that, there's a potential there of an extensive outbreak. The symptoms around this illness are very similar to flu-like symptoms or gastrointestinal symptoms like nausea or vomiting. It can be, it's rare, but in rarer cases, the infection can be more severe, particularly with those who are already quite vulnerable.
Obviously, there has been this, I think the Food Safety Authority described it as a voluntary precautionary recall of 141 ready-made products. The advice is basically to people is to check their fridges, check their freezers to make sure if they have these products, not to eat them under any circumstances.
That's it. And as with all of these recalls, the Food Safety Authority puts all the details that you need to know up and make them public. So that includes batch numbers, dates, various different locations where all that information will be found on labels and tags that are on these products. So, yeah, if you have in the last few days purchased one of these products, be sure to just check your fridge or contact HSE if you do experience any symptoms.
Okay, we will leave it there. Maurice O'Carroll, journalist with journal.ie. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. The Food Safety Authority, as I mentioned in that interview, not available to talk to us this morning, which is perhaps slightly surprising given the circumstances. But there is information on their website, so do go and check out that information if you're uncertain about what products are covered and what supermarkets are covered. Food Safety Authority of Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.